أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذ قال الحواريون: يا عيسى بن مريم، هل يستطيع ربك أن ينزل علينا مائدة من السماء؟ قال: اتقوا الله إن كنتم مؤمنين. قالوا: نريد أن نأكل منها وتطمئن قلوبنا ونعلم أن قد صدقتنا ونكون عليها من الشاهدين. قال عيسى بن مريم: اللهم ربنا أنزل علينا مائدة من السماء تكون لنا عيدا لأولنا وآخرنا وآية منك، وارزقنا وأنت خير الرازقين. صدق الله العظيم. In tonight's Taraweeh, only through the help and the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have completed the fifth surah and chapter of the Holy Quran Majid, which is Surah Al-Ma'idah. Al-Ma'idah, which means a large table spread, or commonly known as a huge dastarkhan, upon which food is placed. And the reason for this surah being named Surah Al-Ma'idah, because of this verse and this ayah that I recited before you, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the story of the followers of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, when they approached him and they requested him to beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send down a large table spread, a large dastarkhan from the sky. And the purpose for this request of theirs, they wanted to increase and strengthen their level of conviction in the nubuwat and the prophethood of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Likewise, they wanted to directly eat from the provisions and the sustenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they wish to make that day of theirs a festival, a Eid, in which they and the progeny to come thereafter will celebrate. So when Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam heard this request of theirs, he became very afraid. And he feared that perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become very displeased with his nation and his followers, and thereafter Allah's wrath and anger will descend upon them, and Allah's, through because of Allah's anger, every one of them will be destroyed. So he tried to divert the attention and the mind away from it, but they were quite adamant and they insisted that they wanted a dastarkhan, a large table spread, to descend upon them from the sky. Nevertheless, Nabi Isa alayhi salam then went, performed wudu, and then he engaged in salah, in which he cried and wept very bitterly, crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fulfill his their request, to fulfill their desire and answer to their request, and to send down a dastarkhan, a table spread, in which they will eat from the direct sustenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to the request of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, but on condition that whoever rejects or denies the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter, or whoever disbelieves in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after witnessing and seeing this dastarkhan, this table spread descending upon them, then Allah says he will have to meet a very, very severe punishment. He will have to face a very difficult punishment. And this only increased the fear of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, that perhaps his followers may fail in believing, and some of them may disbelieve in the oneness or the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will reject and deny the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, he tried to divert the attention away from it, but they were still very adamant. And they insisted that they wanted this table spread to come down to them from the asman, from the sky. So Allah then responded to them, and Allah fulfilled their request, and a large dastarkhan, or a large table spread, then began descending from the sky. Ulama and scholars write that as this dastarkhan, or this table spread, was drawing nearer and approaching closer, they could sense or smell a very fragrant, a very sweet smell. And as this table spread was coming closer and closer, the more the smell was increasing, until this large dastarkhan was then placed before them by the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it was covered with a large covering, or a huge covering, that conceal all the food that was prepared for them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, he offered his companions to open this covering or this cloth that covered the entire dastarkhan, and he asked them that which one of them has the audacity or the strength and the courage to lift this covering or this tablecloth. Every one of them responded that, "Oh, Prophet of Allah, you are the Nabi of Allah, and you are the most pious amongst us, you are the most noble amongst us, and therefore it is only appropriate that you lift and remove this covering which Allah has placed over the entire dastarkhan and the table spread." Nevertheless, he recited the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and he lifted this entire covering. Ulama and scholars write, in or upon this dastarkhan and this table spread, there were 7 huge fish, or 7 huge whales, and 7 large loaves of bread. And this dastarkhan was so huge that approximately 1,300 followers of his ate from this dastarkhan, and nothing got finished. And scholars write that this dastarkhan, this table spread, remained for 40 days with the followers of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. And daily they would eat and they would indulge in this feast of theirs, and they would enjoy the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there was no shortage, no decrease whatsoever. Until some of his followers, after a few days had passed by, they then denied and rejected the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They then disbelieved in the oneness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And because of this, they had to face a very severe punishment, as was promised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on that evening in which they made kufr and they disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on that evening they went to sleep in a very good condition, in a healthy and sound condition. But the next morning, Allah had transformed them into pigs and swines. This was because of them making nashukri and rejecting and denying the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and disbelieving in the oneness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So in this story, there's a great lesson for us again, to always express our gratitude and to show our appreciation before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always to make shukr for the favors and the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ulama mention that shukr, gratitude, is not restricted to our tongue, to verbally make shukr and verbally express our gratitude. Rather, ulama classify and categorize shukr into 3 categories. Number 1, ash-shukru bil janan, to express our gratitude, show our appreciation and make shukr by means of our heart. By means of our heart, and that is to acknowledge and confess that all these ni'mats, all these bounties and the favors which we are enjoying in this world, whether it is our health or our wealth, whether it is our children or our spouses, our wives, whether it is our income, our degrees and so on, all these bounties are only from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the giver, Allah is the bestower, and Allah is the taker. This is known as shukr bil janan, to express our gratitude and shukr by means of our heart. The second type of shukr, ash-shukr bil lisan, to express our gratitude, show our appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by means of our tongue. And that is to verbally express our shukr. Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu, wa laka shukru kullu. Daily make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by reciting the masnoon du'as and making shukr by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third category or third type of shukr, which is known as ash-shukru bil jawarihi wal arkan, to express our gratitude, to be thankful and grateful for the favors and the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by utilizing and using our limbs, our body parts in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, ulama mentioned that shukr is divided into 3 groups or 3 categories. Number 1, to express our shukr by means of our heart, then our tongue, and lastly our limbs. This is complete shukr, or showing our true appreciation before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a dialogue or a communication that will take place on the day of Qiyamah between Allah Rabbul Izzat and Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. And some Mufassireen and exegetes of the Quran mention that this communication had already taken place. Nevertheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records the entire dialogue or the entire communication that will take place on the day of Qiyamah, between Nabi Isa alayhi salam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will ask him, O Isa, tell me, did you command the people to take you and your mother Maryam as God or as a Lord or as a deity? Have you commanded them to take you or to raise you to the position and rank of being ilah, being a deity and a god? Wal'iyadhu billah. So Isa alayhi salam in response will say, Subhanak, O Allah, glory be to you. You are free from all defects. Subhanallah means Allah is spark and pure. Allah is free from every type of defect and fault. That's the literal meaning of Subhanallah. Allah is pure and free from every fault and defect. قَالَ سُبْحَانَكَ مَا يَكُونُ لِي أَنْ أَقُولَ مَا لِيسَ لِي بِحَقٍ. He will say, O Allah, it is not befitting me to say anything or to utter any statement which is not befitting me to say. It is not befitting me to say anything except to speak the truth. And then he will say, O Allah, if I did tell them anything as such, then most certainly you well aware of it. فَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ. You well aware of it. And you know better, you know me better than I know myself. You are the knower of the unseen. And then he will tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I only instructed them, I only commanded them with that which you commanded me to propagate or pass on to them. And that is, أَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ, to worship one Allah alone. That Allah is alone. Allah has no partners. And he, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, is none other but a prophet and a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And further on, Allah mentions that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will say, O Allah, إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. O Allah, if you decide to punish them, then again, they are your slaves, they are your servants, they are your bondsmen, and you have all the right to do so. No one can question you why you punish so and so person. But, وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. O Allah, if you forgive them, then again, فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. You are the Almighty, you are the All-Wise. None can question you why you forgave so and so person, and why you punish the other. This is entirely up to you. You are Malikul Mulk. You are the king of all kings. One Sahabi narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once, he read this verse of Sayyidina Isa alaihi salam, إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ, which is revealed in the Quran. And then he began to cry and make dua for his ummah. Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati. Wallah, what will be my condition of my ummah on the day of Qiyamah? What will be the condition of my ummah on the day of Qiyamah? O Allah, forgive my ummah. O Allah, pardon my ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeing his Nabi or his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, crying and weeping so bitterly, commanded Jibreel Amin alayhi salam, O Jibreel, go to my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ask him, ma yubkik, why are you crying in this manner? What makes you cry so much? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the same answer, ummati, ummati. O Allah, I'm concerned about my ummah on the day of Qiyamah. What will be the condition? Jibreel Amin goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Allah, your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your beloved, is crying for his ummah, fearing the condition of his ummah on the day of Qiyamah. Allah sends Jibreel alayhi salam, go back to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and give him this glad tidings, this good news, this khush khabari. Inna sanurdika wala nasuka yawm al-qiyamah. We will make you happy and content on the day of Qiyamah, and we will never displease you. We will make you happy on the day of Qiyamah, and we will never displease you regarding your ummah. So this is the few verses that pass in tonight's Taraweeh, in the first or the second quarter, the first towards the ending, and the starting of the second quarter of the seventh para. May Allah help us understand the Quran, help us understand the message of the Quran. May Allah help us be from the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah help us be close to him on the day of Qiyamah. And may Allah grant us from his Hawd al-Kawthar on the day of Qiyamah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdiki, wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.